So before I made this video, I didn't know shit about Craigslist. I just thought it was a site where you could buy a hooker and like a human toe. But it turns out I was wrong and people are selling all kinds of shit on this site. I have a collection of belly button lint.
Of course you do. Why wouldn't you have that?
I have a collection of belly button lint. Will trade for muscle car, Harley, rifles, gold coins work also, or make cash offer. So just to be clear, this guy who's collecting his belly button lint like they're fucking Pokemon cards is trying to sell this shit in exchange for a car or a rifle. And he says, gold coins work also. Gold coin? What the fuck do you mean gold coins? What is this, Pirates of the Caribbean? How do you even have that much lint?
I don't know how I didn't stumble upon this sooner. Me and my crazy, one of the things about the internet, when you're reading articles and you're reading stuff, and you're a person like me, you start reading something, and Danny just takes you down a rabbit hole, and next thing you know, you end up in a different place you weren't expecting to. And all of a sudden, you know, I go from reading a post on Yahoo to just following the rabbit hole, and I get to best of Craigslist. And I'm sorry I'm coughing, but I've been laughing so hard at some of these because these are postings that people put on Craigslist. Obviously, this is like an advertisement website. You go for everything. I actually went ahead and got the apartment I live in here because I just think when you're trying to go through the conventional routes, you just find, obviously, you got to vet people, right? I mean, when you do stuff like Craigslist, you got to make sure you meet in a public place or anything like that because you just don't know what the heck's going on in this. A lot of creepy people out there, man. There really are. So, but these ads that I'm going to read, or some of them, gosh, they're, I guess, nominated as best in Craigslist. Holy cow. And I read a couple of them. I had to stop. I said, let me just do a podcast on this. I mean, this has got, if it's funny to me, it's got to be funny to somebody else out there. It really does. And I hope my daughter, and this is my sick, twisted humor, because I could read when someone's typing and I'm reading it. I could just tell that, okay, this is pure sarcasm, or this is just somebody that's just not all there. And I just lose it. I get off when I go online. I don't necessarily read the article. I'll go to the postings. Like, you know, if you're going to a TMZ and you try and you see something for, you know, a headline of a guy robbing a bank and he's black, like TMZ is all over it with the racism. If you're trying to get off on that, you go there. If you're trying to, you know, when it comes to Trump, or it just depends. But you have certain websites where the comment sections are just going to bring the comedy. And wow. And I usually just follow the Yahoo ones. They're pretty funny. You know, when they talk about politics or something like that, you have people going cray cray. And again, I just went from there all the way down. I'm reading these best of Craigslist. So this is one that tickled my fancy. All of these caught my interest, man. But I'm just going to go through these. Title is Graveyard Vigilante Slayer. This person posted this under category Misconnections in Fort Collins. That's in Texas. So this is Texas, yeah. I knew we were meant to be the moment you said Hillary Clinton was a lizard person. I didn't care that you liked wearing socks with your flip-flops or that you liked to dress in all black leather. I didn't judge you for being hashtag Team Edward or hashtag Bernie. Truth is, you make me laugh to the point my chap lips bleed as I lay at night awake writing in my pink and purple My Little Pony journal. Pink and purple My Little Pony journal, huh? I snuggle up to my waifu pillow. I don't even know what that is. And wish it was you. I vision you standing there with your Fabio hair blowing in the wind. In one hand you have a hammer and in the other you have a pack of vagina dental dam. I don't know what that is, but golly, can you just see the awkwardness I'm reading here? You will probably never see this, but if you do, ride off with me in the sunset on my George Jetson mop. Come live a life together on a farm, breeding horses, simulation style. I will never force you to drink shitty drinks like Bud Light. Oh, come on. And we can have pet rats and train them to do cool tricks. I mean, can you just, somebody just writing in their journal, My Little Pony, talking about Fabio hair and having rats teaching them tricks. Like, it's, I mean, again, just the imagination of these people. I mean, you could do a book on this. This one was a really funny one, by the way. Oh, my God. Dude. Wanted woman. This is the title. Wanted woman who wants to conceive child during totality eclipse in Oregon. This is back in August. Oh, my God, dude. This is going to get funny. I am 40 years of age, Caucasian male from Europe. My heritage is strong and pure. All right. The Donald agrees with you. My looks, instinct, knowledge, and strength is 100% pure and 100% lethal. Okay. You got the checklist off of Captain America. And it's in third one here. I am looking for a worthy female with strong genes, beauty, and smarts to join me to experience the totality eclipse in Oregon. Exact place, not set. If we have chemistry, I would like for us to make love while the eclipse is happening. I just can't stop laughing. When totality occurs, we will have simultaneous orgasms and we will conceive a child that will be on the next level of human evolution. We will make love together with me and my penis directed towards the sun. Everything will be aligned in the local universe. Both of our cosmic orgasmic energy will be aligned with the planets. In a brief moment of ecstasy, we will understand everything and together create a new universe full of love. You must like cats. Drugs are okay. Nitrous oxide while we climax and experience totality. And conception is okay with me.
Oh my God, dude.
What the? Oh my God. Oh my God, dude. Are you kidding me? You must like cats. Drugs are okay. Nitrous oxide while we climax and experience totality and conception is okay with me. Oh my God. Portland. Wow. What are you guys breeding over there with weed? I don't know if I could do any more of these. Oh, my God. You know, and I'm sober in all of these. I don't really drink. If I do, I usually say so. But right now, man, I'm just dealing with a cough right now. I hope I didn't catch one my little one had. That'll be rough. This is, well, San Francisco's in the house. This one says to the father of my husband. My husband was conceived in San Francisco. His mother doesn't remember much more than that due to brain damage from epileptic seizures. He will be 28 years old in October. I'm not writing to try to find you. I'm writing to let you know he's doing fantastic. Has turned into a pretty amazing human being. No thanks to you. I don't want to read that. That's just kind of like throwing shit in your face. I like funny shit. Man. Yeah, this was good. Oh my God. Oh my God, dude. This is the header. This is under free stuff in Denver, Colorado. Notice the trend here. Outside of the first one in Texas, when I talk about the graveyard vigilante slayer, this one is from Denver. Another one was from Portland and San Francisco. Just seems like the liberal towns are just really taking the cake here with this best of Craigslist stuff. All right, this is going to be my last one, man. I'm just going to laugh away the night on this stuff, man. This is fucking cool. The name of this one, Overly Aggressive Couch Futon. It's under free stuff. And they have a picture of the futon, like two pictures. It looks okay. You know, it doesn't look nothing bad. Then it says, get this satanic fucking couch out of my home. It's free and it has multiple sexual advances on me at times. There is a spring poking out of the one end through the fabric and it will give you dirty looks when you're alone with it. Dry clean only. House broken. Email for mission briefing. Well, this guy's getting to the point. He's having fun with it. Oh, I got to do another one. Come on. Yeah, dude. I can't. This is going to... I'm going to flare up my lungs, man. I'm just laughing so fucking hard. All right. This one says, you was the ultrasound tech at Bronson Cox Hospital. This one comes straight out of Springfield, Massachusetts. Women for women misconnection. So this is a woman reaching out to another girl. All right. It was Thursday night. I had a UTI. And you were like Hermione from Harry Potter with your ultrasound wand and cast a spell on me. I was there with my boyfriend, but we'll leave him because you know how to work it, girl. If you want to go get McDonald's sometimes, hit me up. Nothing like a McDonald's to set off a first date. Tell me how big the cyst on my ovary was so I know it's you. Oh, my God. Oh, well, I mean, that's Craigslist. That's why it gets the reputation it does, right? Man, this is some good shit. I'm going to just go through these all night, man. I don't want to hold you guys up any longer, man. But funny shit. The best. All you got to do is Google best of Craigslist. Oh, my God, dude. This is fucking comedy. This is golden stuff here, man. I don't even know how comedians just don't come here and do some of these stuff. Ugh. Funny shit. Wow. I'm going to keep reading. This is how I handle my Saturday night, by the way. You know, video gaming and doing podcasting and reading to Craigslist. What a very relaxing night. I mean, I have to start it off or end it like that, I should say. Wow, I'm fucking derailing. All right, let me get out of here.
Gallons of wolf semen, fake or otherwise. If it is you I'm looking for, you'll understand. Gallons of wolf semen. Gallons. What could you possibly need with gallons of wolf semen? How do you even get multiple gallons of wolf semen? Do you know how many wolves that you have to jerk up? This is insane. And what is with this little riddle shit? If it is you I'm looking for, you'll understand. Clearly, this isn't a one-man show. Someone else is in on the wolf semen. This sounds like a weird witchcraft recipe, like some witch told two dudes, like, go out and get me the ear of a sheep, the hair of a bat, and 2 gallons of fucking wolf semen. I'm gonna cook it up, and then we're gonna bring someone back from the dead. That's the only possible explanation for gallons of wolf semen.